I live to say, how do Christians justify the mistakes, some of the things that I mentioned in the Bible? Just by what I was saying, usually the references said that it's because of a corruption of the text. The phrase that was given in the Bible is inerrant. There are no mistakes in it. In the original copy. And then they say, well, of course, we don't have the original copy. So if you show me a mistake, there's no proof that there's mistakes in the Bible because that mistake wasn't there in the original. But my point is, the Bible itself says that what God says will be preserved. So that is no, it's not an acceptable excuse. Like I just saw another earlier sort of version where somebody had said, I mentioned this discrepancy between numbers. In one place it says 7,000, and in another place, or I'm sorry, in one place it says 700, and in another place it says 7,000, while talking about the same thing. And the reply, a Christian reply to that was, a zero has been lost. It has 700, 7,000, this is the zero. And when somebody wrote that, the zero disappeared, it got lost. They failed to recall that the zero was an invention of the Arabs a long time after they were written in the Bible. That numbers that are in the Bible were spelled out in words. People didn't have this traditional notation that came from India and was developed by the Arabs and so on. So it wasn't question zero, it was lost. It was two different words. The word was 700 in one case, 70,000 in another case.